App, the executive director of Cab Hask, is Rav Judah Michel. A pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you. Welcome, welcome.
Boy, oh boy. Mahava. Got to thank you for your hospitality. It's amazing the way we're greeted when we walk in here, and it's much appreciated. And we've had a very long-term relationship with Cab Hask. I was mentioning earlier, I think the first time I was ever on stage at Cab Hask, believe it or not, was 1992. I know I don't look that old. I get it. I get the whole thing. But nonetheless, it's been a very long and wonderful experience, both during the winter, where I've had the pleasure of being part of the big Jewish music extravaganza, and during the summer, where, again, music is the centerpiece of your big event up here at Cab Hask, and we get to be here on this Sunday.
It is one big symphony. Everybody with their voice, everyone symphony. With their instrument, everybody with their contribution, and all together, with the great maestro himself, the Ribono Shel Olam, we create a beautiful song together. Thank you so much for being here. Well, thank you, Miriam L. Wallach, for being here.
Yes, and what's the story with your relationship with the maestro? Because it seems as if the maestro always gives us beautiful weather. The maestro always guarantees a great summer for you guys. The maestro always comes in at different points during the summer with tremendous hashgacha pratis and helps in so many different situations where people thought it wouldn't work out the way it does. What is it with the relationship between Cab Hask and the maestro?
Ein od milvado. It's all for his glory and all for Hashem's kavod. It's all for his children, all for his daughters and sons.
So it all works out.
And we're all doing this together. There are three partners in creation, the Gemara tells us, a mother, a father, and Hashem himself. And we are no different here. During the summer, when we're in local parentis, and we're taking care of so many special people and their families, including staff and campers. Everybody here is special. We can't do it without Hashem. Obviously, there's nothing in the world without Hashem, and we know that, and we're aware.
No, I understand, and I know that it sounds tongue in cheek when I say it, but it always does feel like there's something extra special up
here.
But
all right, there's a special sauce. Right. There is a special because this on its own doesn't make any sense.
Oh, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. That's how we should have started the show, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. None of this makes any sense. Yeah. That's how we should have started it. Yeah,
and though, I mean, as wonderful as we are, and as wonderful as we are, and as much as we try, and we have a wonderful team here, we run on miracles. That's
By the way, one of the opening comments that I had this morning, which you would have loved if you would have heard the timing of it, as one of these trucks was pulling up with all the paraphernalia necessary for a carnival, I said to Maria, boy, camp carnivals have come a long way, haven't they?
Yeah, we're not bobbing for apples.
Exactly. We're not having bugs set up booths and beg other bugs to come and play the games, right?
Exactly. It would be nice if everybody got to leave with a goldfish in a bag.
Everyone here thinks alike. But look at this. You look to your right. You're seeing the real deal. You're seeing a real 2023 Cab Carnival, thank God.
This is no joke. Thank God.
But look, your goal is to make parents and guests feel welcome up here. You have an amazing Pillar Society that's all going to be up here to see what their support has gone to all of these months and now has culminated in this summer. So obviously it's a very, very special day up here. Abe Eisner joins us. He's, of course, chairman of the board. Abe, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you. It's great to see you here. It's great to have you here, you and your team, on a yearly basis. This can't happen without you.
Well, I appreciate that, Abe. Some would argue it wouldn't happen without you and the board, frankly.
Well, it's a team effort. We have a great board. If you look at some of the capital improvements that have happened in the last 2 years with the help of the Ribono Shel Olam, as Reb Judah says, but the board works real hard at it. And Baruch Hashem, we did one bunkhouse last year. We did two more this year. We've got a medical center, Beis Refuah, coming up next year. And we have a board meeting, Mir Tashem, this Friday to plan some other capital improvements for the camp. It's just unbelievable.
And we should point out, lay leadership in organizations have their ups and downs, right? I mean, that's the reality. The reality of life has that. And now, thank God, for such a long period of time, there has been such an up here that you guys represent. It's been very heartwarming for the community. I think it's one of the reasons that you've seen so many people respond when asked for support in the community, because they've seen the track record that you've established.
It's unbelievable. We don't just talk. We do. It's action. And it's team effort.
And a lot of people are involved.
A lot of people are involved, and we got some great plans for the upcoming concert and some capital improvements, as I said, that we need to discuss this Friday, Mi'at Hashem, at the next board meeting.
Wow, that must be exciting.
These guys, they're working.
Is that how we go to Shabbos with board meetings?
Well, I don't want to tell you. But I have a few weeks during the year that my wife and I, you know, we're guests here during the summer, and there's not cooking and cleaning. But thank God, there is real working. There is real working. As Abe likes to say, I think from Avutner, about lay leadership and board involvement and building Klal Yisrael. Yeah. Ruba de Ruba, the Abish right. Fear the Velt.
Ruba de Ruba, right. A little bit we right. put a touch to
agreed.
It.
Agreed. But you
very
need,
good, Rav Judah.
But you need active and caring people, and very often those active and caring people become inactive and lack caring as time goes on. Here you have a very strong backbone, thank God,
yeah, Baruch
going
Hashem,
forward.
We're on the phone many times a week during the course of the year, and I'm very proud of our board of directors.
You described to us off the air the plans, and this is one piece. With Shmuel, we spoke about the bunks, and we know that the dining room and a million other facilities are always being upgraded and maintained at a very high level. But you described off the air just what it's going to be like to finally get the brand new medical center here built in Camp Hask. And it's going to require a lot of cooperation from the community. The plans are already done, right? Meaning, like, we could go forward with
this.
We
are going forward.
We are going forward.
No, we are going forward.
And that means that as Shmuel jokes, August 16th, you're starting to go forward.
Yeah, no, like, it's not even...
We have approved plans from the town.
Right.
From the town.
Meaning right after camp ends.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no,
right.
The demolition's taking place. The building is starting in Elul. I mean, we're going forward. And Mirtz Hashem, we're going to have a new base refuah, a world-class medical center that'll be ready for summer 24. That'll appropriately meet the needs of our campers. The camper population, you know, by and large, thank God, is growing, but also the needs are growing, and our staff needs are growing. We're going to have in there a full cardiac center and respiratory center and overnight center and, you know, hospital-level rooms, and, you know, God willing, you're talking about being able to meet the needs of our campers, their medical needs.
But also, it then gives you the opportunity to invite certain campers up here. Because you couldn't invite campers in certain situations to be here on a long-term basis for an entire summer if you didn't have the medical facility that you know could handle an emergency.
There's
like
no
that.
Question. I mean, the majority of our campers, a vast majority, have no other place to be.
Right.
In the summer, that's for sure. And our goal is to keep them here and be able to maintain their health and improve their well-being. And this new center is going to revolutionize not just the services that we provide, but it's really the Othello piece that flips the whole capital improvements that we've
if I can add, the plans are that the medical center should be open on the smaller scale during the course of the year.
Wow.
So we can have respite weekends and things happening over the year as well.
You know, you're creating a problem that you've always complained about, meaning that as you continue to be able to service a broader, you know, a broader piece of the spectrum, and I'm using that word, you know, loosely, not professionally, a broader piece of the spectrum of those with special needs, the demand for parents begging you to get their children into Camp Hask is just going to get bigger and bigger. So it's sort of like a, I don't want to use the phrase vicious cycle, it's sort of a real chesed cycle here.
It's called Megalgal in Zchus al Yedei Zakai, meaning our job here is to help. If there's a need in the community, then we are poised, and our responsibility is to do our best to fulfill that need. We have a very wonderful and deep support network in Jewish community in Klal Yisrael. Camp Hask has been around for a yovel, for 50 years. We're planning for the next 50 years.
And as you say, there are certain campers here that could go nowhere else. I mean, it would be impossible. The infrastructure in other places wouldn't be able
medically,
to handle that.
Medically, right. Physically, behaviorally, right. Our
even
program
socially,
for people
right.
with autism. And it doesn't exist. Meaning, it doesn't exist. This is different than a typical camp with an inclusion program. This is a fully immersive experience.
This is the program.
That's created right. exactly for their needs. Yeah. It's not like we're adding an appendage.
What's amazing is a shout out to Reb Judah and Ravi Pollack and the rest of the management staff is, although our registration fills up here in February, we always get a couple of last minute calls for campers that really need to be placed in May or in June. And I don't know how these guys do it, but they always figure out how to stick in a couple of extra campers. And it's a big mitzvah for the
parents. We got to be careful. The waiting list parents are not going to be happy.
It's a real thing. I mean, in all seriousness, we have one job. Our job here is to take care of people. Take care of people. Today, you know, there's a compendium of daily teachings that was gathered by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, by the Friedrich Rebbe, the previous Rebbe, called the Yom Yom.
Right.
Today's Yom Yom for the 12th of Menachem Av, for Camp Hask Experience Day, is that the Maggid of Mezrich taught in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that the gateway to love of God is Ahavat Yisrael, is love of others. And we take that seriously, as Rivero Lazar told Abe Eisner just last week.
Why was Rivero Lazar here?
We're good friends. We talk on the phone.
And he visits Hask?
Sure.
He was here He hasn't been there this year.
For those who don't know, he lives pretty far away.
Yeah, but his eyes are on Kempinski.
A very dear friend of his, the shliach of Moscow, son is a camper here, and that's public knowledge. He's very comfortable.
So he made
that.
A comment. Go ahead.
He's very comfortable sharing that. Is that the big sign as you walk into our campus is the words of the Arizal, that the Arizal frames davening. That one should say before they pray, I hereby accept upon myself the positive mitzvah. Commandment, the mitzvahs asay,
right.
Right. And Rabbi Lazar said that specifically the nusach is asay, because Ahavas Israel, love of another Jew, is not just theoretical. It's not just a theological construct, it's not a philosophy, but it demands an action point.
You have to do
asay.
It.
Asay, asay. And with our board, with our management, with our leadership, with our directorship, with our staff, with their parents, with our campers, with the entire Jewish community, with your help, with everyone's help who's listening, we fulfill the positive commandment of asay, the mitzvah's asay, to build, to grow, and to provide services for the Jewish community.
It's a team effort, Nachum. You're part of the team.
I appreciate that. And what other special guests have you had here this summer? There are always prominent rabbanim and community leaders visiting. Anything you want to mention?
Sure. We're very proud that we really represent a cross-section of the organized Jewish community and disorganized Jewish community. We've had leadership from Yeshiva University, from Shar Yashuv, from Turo, from Ner Yisrael, and from New Square. We've had,
leadership from New Square visit camp.
Well, the Square Dayan.
The Square Dayan is coming next week. The yearly visit. Rabbi Yankel Bender was here 2 weeks ago. He spent a couple hours here.
Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. We are open. We're excited today that we have representatives from Eretz HaKodesh, our partner and sponsors in today's wonderful event.
Have experienced that.
Yeah, it's really very exciting. And we also have, from Chutz La'aretz, from America, we have campers here from South America, Canada, the United States, and Lavdil and Eretz Israel. We've got kids from England and from Germany. We're doing our best.
So we asked the question, if you've become really international, obviously the proof is in the pudding.
There's no other place for somebody.
So even European, forget about the United States, plenty of areas in the United States and North America, but even European kids are coming to campus.
We had a very special visit this week. The commissioner from Albany, OPWDD, which supervises special needs in New York State.
Wow.
She's been talking about coming here for years. She finally came with her executive staff, and she was blown away. She couldn't believe what she saw.
By the way, international staff as well or not? Do we have staff that's outside?
Sure, absolutely.
Outside the U.S. and Israel?
Absolutely.
Sure.
You bet. And three kids from Antwerp, three staff members from Antwerp.
You have three staff members from Antwerp and Kabash.
Antwerp. We have Chever from Canada and the U.K. And, of course, the land of Israel. Listen, the main show here, the main guests are not really guests. They're the people who come here. Because they've worked here in the past, alumni, people who met here, couples who met here and fell in love here in service for the Jewish people, families of our campus, family of our staff, and anyone in Klal Yisrael with an open heart who comes here, our goal is that they shouldn't feel like a guest. They should find their home. They should find a place to invest themselves and to be a part and to be a partner. And that's our goal.
It's pretty amazing. Yes, Abe, you want to say something?
Yeah, I mean, talk about the United Nations. This is the United Nations.
Yeah, without the condemnation.
This is the good part.
I mean, they should learn how to do things.
This is the good part of the United Nations.
We're trying to get them here, too, so we can show them how to do things right.
Reb Chuda, Michelle, and Abe Eisner are both with us. All right, we're going to talk more in detail with other guests about the Pillar Society, but both of you, I would feel it's appropriate to just discuss for a moment how not only has the length and breadth of Camp Hass's reputation enhanced the donor base through the Pillar Society, but it's amazing how the youth has come through, how people in their 20s and 30s are supporting an organization that's been around for quite a while. What is your impression of people of that age coming through with donations?
A lot of them are former staff members, alumni of the camp, and they've got a lot of friends, and Chaver Yislach. And they talk about what goes on at Camp Hask. And it's a marketable item.
They become your best ambassadors, basically.
They become our best ambassadors, and absolutely. They help us grow.
Absolutely. There's infinite ways for people to be involved here. I mean, we're building a massive medical center and new bunks, God willing, and God willing after that, our therapy center. And there are opportunities here from a machtzis, a shekel, a pruta, a mashahu is meaningful. It's meaningful. Membership in our Pillar Society, which is Starbucks for a week for some people. It's $83 for a month. But compounded, you're talking about a real
There are people who spend more a week on coffee, yeah.
There are.
That's interesting.
Listen, everybody in their own way and everyone in their own place. But and it's not just about money. It's about davening for us and davening for our families and for our staff that this should go well, that we should be healthy, that we should be safe. and that we should be able to fulfill this shlichus, this this important job, in the most appropriate and respectful way for our campus and their families.
I implore both of you to please enjoy Hask Experience Day. I know you have to work hard today, but please enjoy this incredible day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining
us. We know it's an awesome day because you guys are here.
Thank you so much, Abizer, Abjuda, Michelle. It is Hask Experience Day in Parksville, New York. Believe it or not, Shkoyach, Abjuda. Thank you, Abe. Shkoyach, thank you. More coming up if you're tuned in to a Monday morning broadcast. You're listening to our incredible visit to Hask Experience Day, where Joey Newcomb and Baruch Levine are going to be performing, among other guests, later on.